The gang's all here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to season one, episode 69 of the Hate Napkin. That's right, folks. Somehow we made it to Magic 69. And special guest Carla from Burnt Corn, Alabama, will be upside down the rest of the show.
In your dreams.
Oh, all right. So I'm your co-host, Eric, joining you from the armpit of the devil's asshole, Columbia, South Carolina. We're also joined by Kilroy over there in Vietnam. You might want to get into the camera there, Polly, our sound engineer from Bali. How's it going there, Polly?
Great.
Wow. Amazing radio skills as ever. All right, Carla, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing in retirement now that you're no longer the editor-in-chief of the local Dairy Queen?
I spend a lot of time sitting on my lawn screaming at people to get off of it.
Wow, I have something to look forward to later in life. Carla, I hear that Santa visited you a little earlier, early this week. Can you want to show off some of your presents?
I do. But the thing of it is I just wasn't really sure where it came from. I figured it was either you or Inga from Germany.
And we know
I got a new collection for my mug. Oh, a new item from the mug collection.
Folks, head on over.
For those not watching on YouTube, it says, "Sorry for having fabulous tits and being right about everything," as if that's my fault.
I confess. I did have that mug sent to you. And Polly, I was going to get you one. I'm still looking for it. Says, sorry, but my dick is dried up and I'm never right about anything, but I can't find that mug. I'm still looking. I might get a Sharpie though. He's going to reach deep into the annals of the THN mailbag and hit us with an epistle.
Dear Hate Napkin crew, today my hatred is centered on sovereign citizens. Don't know if you've ever heard of these whack jobs, but they think all laws derive from common law and maritime law, and they don't abide by man-made laws, like getting driver's licenses, insurance, tagging their cars, etc. I have one who lives next door to me and takes every opportunity to try to indoctrinate me into his beliefs. That's never going to happen. Every time Leroy takes his truck out, there's a cop in our small town ready to pull him over. And before he's done, he's got every cop in town surrounding his beat-up pickup truck and dragging him out of there. He spent I don't know how much time in jail for presenting a fake driver's license. His was years ago. I work for a car dealership, and I have a used car from our lot with dealer tags sitting in my driveway. I always have a different car or truck every couple of weeks as I've been assigned to drive trade-ins to see how mechanically sound they are. Yesterday, I had four cops on my doorstep demanding to know why I gave Leroy my dealer plates to use on his old shitty truck. I assured them I didn't, went out to my driveway, and sure enough, the plate was gone off the truck. Well, now cops have my dealer plate in evidence, and I have to go to Leroy's court hearing to get it back. My employer is pissed at me, and I have to miss at least a half day's work going to court, where Leroy will accuse the judge of having no jurisdiction because this trial isn't taking place out at sea while trying the case, and it'll take a half a dozen court appearances for me to get the boss's plate back. That's my story. I hate these people. Signed, Ryan in rural Ohio. Can you imagine?
I think what we need to do is get all, collect all of the 2-liter bottles and other plastic bottles there are and turn it into a great big floatable city and just put them all together and throw all of the sovereign cities on there and let them just float around the world in their own sort of like maritime love boat. That's my suggestion. What was his name again?
Brian.
Right. Leroy?
Leroy was the guy who stole the...
Leroy, the S, instead of the SS, we'll call it the SC Leroy, the Sovereign City Leroy. Oh my God, we need to do this. I'm going to start collecting In fact, just around my neighborhood, there's probably enough 2-liter bottles, the ditches, to create this, or at least to get a makeshift floatable Sovereign City Love Boat going.
Oh, well, you can go to any beach and find those.
Right. Or why don't we just, you know, we don't have to make it. It's already out there. It's called the Pacific Garbage Patch.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's just start dumping Leroy and all these others. Let's just take them in helicopters and drop them in the Pacific Garbage Patch.
Well, I had to look it up on YouTube, and there are channels devoted to these idiots being pulled over by cops. And it's like they suck up hours of resources, because the first thing they say is, yeah, I need to see your supervisor. So the supervisor, wherever he is, has to come down there.
Right.
This awesome. Guy wants to read all of these Supreme Court cases because they're constitutional scholars.
Right.
And they, what's funny is that they use laws in place to argue with cops about why they don't have to abide by the laws in place. You have to look them up.
What's funny in a town like rural Ohio is that Leroy, you know, is a multiple offender. This is every time Leroy leaves the house, this happens. I'm sure these officers are just, you know, they go through the same. It's like being stuck in Groundhog's Day. I feel bad. I'm not, you know, the biggest fan of the police, but you got to feel bad for them because it's the same thing over and over. Can you imagine being married to Leroy? Oh my God. Of course, none of these people are actually married. That's the good news is that none of these people are married and none of them really have any chance of extending. It's a one generational problem.
Leroy probably has a dog who keeps leaving him too.
Oh my God. All right. Well, thank you, Brian in rural Ohio. That is an excellent letter. If you're joining us on YouTube, notice that there's something a little different about me other than the fact that I'm sober. I've lost 65 pounds in the last couple of months by going to the gym 3 hours a day. I won some big contest. And I've lost so much weight. I'm getting fit. I've got some nice guns going on here. But one thing I've learned at that, boy, I've got a whole bunch of things that I hate from my fitness, Fitbit life. One of them is at the gym. Male locker rooms present an entire litany, a scroll of things to hate. I don't even hardly know where to start. Well, no, I do know where to start. Okay. Things you should not do at the communal sink in a...
Blow each other.
No, well, okay.
You should only blow your own hair. Shouldn't be...
Use the flow dryer on your junk over the sink.
Okay, yeah, okay, folks, yes, there's a list. There's a long list. But at the top of the list, I think, of things you should not be doing at the communal sink is popping your zits. There are a couple of guys who spend... There is a certain type of man who thinks it's totally fine to spend 20 minutes at the communal sink mirror dealing with his acne issues.
Are they gay?
I don't know. How would I know that? They don't have rainbow acne. I don't know. This is just a verboten. Do not pop zits or do acne-related things. That's what your home bathroom is for. And it's not as if they're, you know, Cloroxing the
sink.
Don't
do that there either. Just don't do that. It's not good for your skin.
No, well, you got acne, leave it be. But why are you doing that at the communal sink? It's not like you're Clorox. You're not bleaching it afterwards. You're just walking away. But that's at the top of the list. That's just, I haven't been able to use that sink since.
I don't know. It's kind of the best place to do it. I can't think of a dirtier, more disgusting place to do it. Where do you want them to do it?
At the come and go.
On the city bus.
You know, it's just disgusting. And I'm not sure how I feel about shaving at the communal sink either. But if you're going to use the communal sink for anything other than washing your hands, you know, bring some sort of antibacterial wipe. Do something to clean up after you. Obviously, it's getting cleaned at night by janitors, but during the daytime, I just think by the way, I I went to the gym the other day, and I went to the aisle where I usually, you know, use my locker, and there was a pool, not a few drops of, a pool of blood on the floor. Like, I mean, as if like some sort of mafia hit had just transpired before I walked into the locker room, and there was a trail of blood from the shower to the lockers, but there were no foot.
That's a pretty intensive scrubbing.
I was gonna say, if you're gonna use the manscaper, if you cut your nuts, and at least number one, I'll say, at least it didn't lead from the sink to the locker. It led from the shower to the locker. But I don't know what you'd have, because it was no footprints of blood. It was just big blobs of blood and then a big pool of it. And everybody just seemed to be going their way or just walking around it, and nobody seemed to be like, maybe we should tell somebody about this.
Now, what you need to do is take a piece of chalk with you and then just draw a chalk outline of a body and just leave the pool of blood around the head.
No, I should just do a chalk outline of a penis. Or just a body part, maybe just an arm. Just a chalk outline of an arm. But I'm just... And I'm not, you know, also, I'm not one of those guys that walks, obviously I shower. And, well, they don't want you to be nude in the sauna. I don't know. That, I guess that's a thing. There's a sign that says you have to wear clothing in the sauna, which I don't know how I feel about that. It's a sauna. But I'm not one of those guys who walks around butt naked after the shower. I put on a towel in the shower. And I walk around the locker room and do whatever I got to do with the towel on. I'm just...
All right, so you're a grower, not a shower.
I'm modest. I guess it's just modesty.
Well, maybe the reason they don't want people sitting nude in the sauna is so that you don't have to go sit down where somebody's bare ass and balls were.
Well, you can kind of see that the sweat outline is left behind.
Like a slug, like a little mushroom stamp on the bench.
Yeah, you can tell where the really old guy sat, because it's just a slug trail.
Maybe that's what the blood was.
Oh my God. I think no more brisses. No more brisses in the men's locker room, okay? No more circumcisions, guys. All right, you know, I don't know what to say. There'll be like 400-pound naked guys walking around. I don't know. I just put on a towel, and as soon as you can, put on your clothes. That's just how I feel. I mean, I'm all for, we've had this conversation, I'm all for being naked at the beach to change. You know, you don't have the changing rooms at the beach. That was one of our early episodes. I'm all for, like, get nude quick, get your suit on. But do you need to walk around naked, popping your zit? How about this? Naked at the communal sink, popping your zits. Just not needed. Definitely on the hate napkin.
400-pound guy at the gym should be applauded, whether he's wearing a towel.
We're not going to lose weight by popping your zits, though. That's, you know.
Besides, his belly flap is probably covering up most of what you're
objecting. He can't see his own dick, so he's assuming that you can't see it either.
That's
he
right.
Realize, his, yeah.
Penis is covered by his pants. In fact, he should actually be comfortable just going straight out to the gym like that, because you really can't see anything. He's kind of got a natural camouflage going on there.
Yeah, he doesn't...
In fact, and you know, and just imagine if one of those guys was a sovereign citizen.
Oh.
He goes straight out to somebody else's car, start it, drive off, get pulled over. Sir, you're not wearing any clothes. It's okay. You know, common law in Great Britain.
I got dealer plates. I got my neighbor's dealer plates. No problem.
Yeah, but common law in the 12th century in England was, if you're fat enough that your penis covers your genitalia, you're good to go. That goes way back to common law and King Arthur and you know, the round table.
Get your supervisor.
I still want to know where all that blood came from. Seriously, though, if you've ever shaved your balls, you know one nick on that sack. And
well, that sounds like a toenail, like someone picked their toenail and went picked too far.
I'm talking about a lot of blood.
Well, if it was from his balls, I would think that an ambulance would have been called. Men are very protective of such things.
I don't know. When my balls are bleeding, I don't want a bunch of EMS folks to show up.
You just let it bleed.
Well,
speaking of balls, do I see something on your couch behind you?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk to me. Thankfully.
Oh. Roscoe's fuzzy wuzzies are pointed the other way.
Oh.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Well, behave now, though, huh?
You got a five-legged basset hound.
He's a good dog. That's actually Gus's father.
Oh.
And Waylon's brother-in-law. Waylon's off at school learning how to be a good citizen.
That's good.
Is he a sovereign dog?
No. Well, he was a sovereign dog, but he's being brought back into the Carla legal system.
He walks around without a leash going, I don't need one, man. I don't fucking need a leash.
That was sort of his attitude.
Natural law, and just ask Immanuel Kant.
I have something for the hate napkin.
Yes.
I haven't brought up things that happen in the bathroom, and it seems like the right time since you were kind of talking about the public sink. But yeah. When people leave something behind in the toilet, there's no reason.
Oh,
you do not just flush it. Don't leave a little bit of toilet paper. You're not saving water. Nobody wants to see it.
Right.
If you leave a trail, a slug trail, spray it down.
You're talking about dropping a deuce.
Wipe it down. Everything. The toilet. Give it a wipe. Basically, use the golden rule on the toilets. Leave it the way you would want to be left. You don't want to arrive.
The golden rule. Do you mean deuce unto others as you would have others deuce unto you?
Yes. That rule. And it's not a Cracker Jack box. Like, you don't want a surprise when you go to open the toilet seat.
Yeah, but you know there are people out there that do this on purpose. This is like a syndrome.
I'm not talking about, like, people that wipe the feces on the walls at the local McDonald's because it's funny. I mean, not that I've ever done that or think it's funny. I'm just saying there's some.
Not
I know
that you'd ever Not that you'd ever do that to the car of a former South Carolina Supreme Court justice.
That was pee. That's different.
I agree. Deuce unto others as you would have others deuce unto you. But there is that. There's that person, and you know, I worked in a public library for a long time. There are people that like to decorate with their feces and their urine. I don't know what we can do about them. I think most of them are probably sovereign citizens. I think Brian in Ohio may have stumbled upon something here. I think the vast majority of these terrible behaviors across the board in society, I think most of these are being done by sovereign citizens.
Could be. Because nobody's opposed to them.
Well, I think what we might need is some sort of a Judge Dredd. Can Congress pass a law and just to start taking out all of the sovereign citizens?
No, I don't think so.
I think it might result in clean public bathrooms the country over.
Now, we're having a big thought police issue here that's been taken to the extreme. So, no, let's not do that.
Oh, you never like my ideas.
You just figured that out.
You never like my cleansing society ideas.
Yeah, I'm funny about that.
All right, Carla, what you got for the hate napkin?
Oh, I don't know, social media in general. I'm finding myself getting further and further away from it and feeling better and better about my life. Just, I have taken every electronic device away from Cletus.
Oh.
He has zero access to the internet. And it's amazing that what a normal kid he's becoming and how engaged he is with life.
It hasn't led to extra interior decoration of the bathroom?
No, as a matter of fact, it hasn't. Mostly because the bathroom is right next to my office here in the house, and I can smell it from here. So, were he to do such a thing, in which case I would be using him to wipe it off.
I think you bring up an interesting point here, because you know, with the ascent of Elon Musk to Twitter, all these people are leaving, but instead of just leaving and living out their life, they're all looking for replacements. Instead of just saying, hey, you know what? Twitter's become a hellhole, not that it wasn't already. You know, but now instead of a 9-level hell, there's 10 with Elon Musk in the middle. And all these people are fleeing, but they're all fleeing. Oh, I've got to go somewhere new now. I'll go to Masturbatadon or whatever. How about just leaving social? Okay, it's bad. It's not healthy. Just go. Mm-hmm. What do you got? Why do you need to seek a replacement? It's like, I've been in a bad marriage for 20 years. I can't wait to get married immediately again. You know, how about just taking a break, period, and seeing how what life is like without it?
Well, I think people are looking for something less toxic. I've never been on Twitter. I use no Twitter or Facebook, but I did open a Mastodon. Uh-huh. And it seems kind of neat. It doesn't seem toxic. It seems
Mastodon. I'm not very impressed.
Regulated by individual servers. You find a server you like with rules that you like, and everybody's happy.
I hopped on, and there were options like art server, and it said there are none. Literature server, sorry, there are none. All I could find was some general ones in Denmark, in Australia, and an LGBTQ one. So it's too complicated. Why can't I just sign on, put my
picture?
I'll
try to find the Andy Rooney disgruntled, judgmental server that we can put Eric on.
It's funny you should say that, because while he was talking about the gym, all that kept going through my mind was, have you ever gone to the gym and had some guy pop and exist in the mirror? I swear.
I just realized we've done 69 episodes of Andy Rooney.
Well, folks, tick, 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 tick. You've come up on another 22 minutes of absolutely mindless hate filterable. We know we've got at least 3 fans out there in Wichita living in their grandma's basements. They can't wait to see this. And actually, all 3 of them are like, oh, maybe I should flush the toilet going forward. But actually, I think today's episode functions, thank you, Polly from Polly, as a fantastic THN PSA. Folks, wherever you are today, please flush your toilet. Don't leave puddles of blood and semen and popped acne all over the gym locker. Please don't do that.
And have your pet spayed and neutered, and take your plates off your vehicle and bring them in at night.
I'm going to hop on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook right now and tell everybody how bad social media is for them. All right, folks.
they'll appreciate that.
I think we have reached deep, 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 deep into the anals of hey.